When I was thinking about the name for this video, I wanted to call it Annuities Suck. But that's already used in the website and it's a little crude, so I just called it Fixed Annuity Illustration. Fixed Income Annuity Illustration. So I went to TIAA.org, Teachers Insurance Annuity Association, which is a storied company. It's been around for what, almost 100, over 100 years now. And it's, you know, it does well by its investors. And they're just one of many, many life insurance companies that will sell you an annuity. And in general, as we said in the presentation, what you're doing is you're making a very bad contract. But if you're the agent, the insurance agent, you're going to get some great commissions. So let's take a look at the illustration. As of the 25th of April, 2021, you could go to their website, TIAA.org, or I think you can even type TIAA.com, and ask for an illustration for an annuity with a set amount of money and whether you want a fixed or a variable. A variable is similar to what we've been discussing with mutual funds, but they just take a hell of a lot more fees. But the fixed is something that you know is going to stay the same. So we put in $500,000 and said, what's going to be our income? And it burped back $29,472 a year. Now, the cool thing about a fixed is that it's fixed. It stays the same. So over 25 years, say age 65 to age 90, we will have taken out $678,288. When you purchase the annuity, the $500,000 goes to the insurance company. So there's no longer any remaining balance. You receive that $29,472 for the rest of your life. Now, the lifetime guarantee of an annuity sounds tempting, but what you are actually doing is locking in a horrible return for the rest of your life. And you've given the entire amount to the insurance company. There is no opportunity to create what is often called generational wealth, which to me is a big deal, right? I think it is. Especially if you start early, you're going to create enough wealth to leave to your heirs and, you know, instill in them a love of investing, and maybe not a love, but at least a discipline of investing. And as mentioned in the presentation, look, I am not a fan of annuities. I think I mentioned in the presentation that I once got in a big argument where this guy was ready to punch me out. And I'm a coward, so I ran. His colleagues calmed him down. And made him realize that he could go to jail if you punch somebody just because you don't agree with them. Of course, if you, as he was, and I am, if you're an insurance agent, life insurance agent, the commissions are very generous. So remember, the industry needs you, and if you don't have any ethics, sell annuities. So we said $678,000. Now, let's go back just for the sake of it, because I hope you remember, back to Chapter 11, where we showed the distribution phase of investments that we are much more enamored with, bonds and stocks and bonds, and then my favorite, the balance fund. And remember that $678,000? Well, we put $500,000 into the balance fund here, a very good balance fund. Some have done better, some have done worse. And we've received $900,000 over that 25 years of withdrawals. But remember, we have now have a nest egg of over $1 million. Generational wealth. So tell the life insurance companies, I said annuities. At least I didn't call that in my video, but I tell them I said annuities suck. And that's also, I'm just stealing from Mr. Ken Fisher, Fisher Investments, who is pretty crude and has his ads start with annuities suck. And he wants to sign you up for wealth management fee of 1.25%. And we've already showed that too. So you got to be careful, folks. You're swimming with the sharks when you, but you can be in the industry and be one of the professionals and have ethics and do what's best for your clients and be successful. And it sounds like an advertisement. My apologies. So, do annuities suck? Yes. See ya.